Hi, Max, I can't see you. I don't know where you are.
Driving here. Sorry about that.
Oh, driving. And now we see you. Okay. Gavaldic. Just pay attention to the road. Okay, we still got a minute or half a minute. I don't know. Okay, I sent the Drisha. I don't know if we'll get to it or not. We'll see. For the very
How long ago the Rebbe sounded?
about a minute.
Oh, okay.
About no, 2 minutes ago. No, it's there. Okay. Okay, so let's start. So we're up to Taisa. So yesterday we were having fun, nothing in great, no great lumdus, except that we were trying to figure out why Rashi is so marach in his lashon, which is definitely inconsistent with Rashi, normal Rashi. Someone told me that on Rashi and Amud Beis, someone says it's not Rashi. And then one of the Rashi, someone says it's the Rashbam, it's not Rashi. I don't know why. But I would suspect that these aren't Rashi either. That's just my suspicion. They don't sound like Rashi, but okay. Just going like, Rashi usually only tells you what's relevant. But it doesn't tell you the full picture. These Rashis go up on a lot of tangents that they use soa to wash the clothes, like, and the oven had two parts, which is also, both all the Rashis were not so relevant. That how they the whole Rashi about the brechas, the nivras was most of it was not seemed to be relevant, and the two parts of the oven, which has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Maybe the Gemara brings it up later, but it's not the derech of Rashi to go off in the Mishnah on all these tangents. So it's other Rishonim do. They like to fill in the full picture. But it's not the derech of Rashi. So that's my vote. That's not Rashi. But okay. All right. Taisus. So the Mishnah says, Lo Yakfer. So here also the Divrei HaMaaseh is not low, okay, Layakfer, that's the Mishnah, the Perek. Ko ani ayri d'isbehu mayim. All these cases in the Reisha, the first group, Bor, Siach, Mara, Emes HaMayim, Nevreches, Kovsim. So the problem is because the water, the time when they have water, the time is Shem Besunta. Okay. I don't know what Vesunta means, but I assume it means that the water, somehow or another, the dampness causes the other, it weakens the ground. Water gets into the ground is hard, and then the water softens it. And then it eventually makes it crumble, turns it a nice hard piece of dirt into mud. And then it makes it, it was, okay. Can we be Gemara? The table to read, but I'm be Gemara, call Mara, Mara, they call Malchus. There's a Gemara on Amud Beis says that in order to be Chayiv, you need to be Gira Delay, at least according to, I think, was Rav Yossi. I don't remember. Now you have to have Gira Delay. Yes, Rav Yossi. So the Mishnah, where wants to know, can our Mishnah go like Rav Yaisi? So he says that because it is Gira Delay, because the Komara Bechomara. So that makes, if the Hezek is the digging, when you dig, you're causing vibrations, and the vibrations that you're digging is being Mazik his bore. That makes sense, it's Gira Delay. But if it's the water doesn't, it takes time. I put the water in my bore. My water in my bore doesn't even reach your bore. It just takes months where eventually the water slowly seeps through the ground until it moves from my board to your board. So it's surely not Gira delay. And the Gemara doesn't say it's Gira delay. The Gemara says the Mara is Gira delay. So it's logical. Is there another? So if you need Gira delay, water is not Gira delay because water and the Gira delay, the Gemara itself says go Mara. So you see the hezek is with the digging, not the water. So Tavius has a stira. On one hand, the Gemara says the hezek is misunta, which I assume means because of the dampness. Anyone know what the word means, misunta?
Yeah.
Ah.
The misunta is moisture.
Moisture, okay. All right, thank you. So it's because of the dampness and moisture. And yet, the Gemara says it's gira de chai because of gira de lei. Because they call Maravara. So it's a stira. Oh, so that's Tavis's kasha. Oh, Marie, you know, Kamar Anna, Shemi Oizo Shah, Masko Ahezek. That call Maravara may that there's Haskawas Ahezek. Even the betchilas ahezek, I have a gira delay. Mother Rabbi Yosi, miu ilavi shemaya, but it's sorry charchaka gimel tfachim. So Tavis is very unclear. Again, the Omeri, did I come our enoshem Yosi Shah master ahezek? The hezek starts with kol mara mara. Even the bechinas ahezek have a gira delay, like the Rav Yosi. Umiu, ilah mishum maya, vayitzar charchaka gimel tfachim. So the unclarity, I mean, there's probably a lot of unclarity, is really the words gimel tfachim. The tzivus means to say, ilah mishum maya, vayitzar charchaka gimel tfachim. But you would need harchaka less. One tefach, two tefachim.
That's what it sounds like.
Or does tefach mean, and you would need no harchaka?
Right? No, that doesn't make sense. You need a belt around the board.
Now, don't be so quick to say it don't make sense. I'm pretty sure. But I actually learned this typhus. usually I didn't don't prepare. But the kolo, we have this about the kolo here. They were doing the yak for during the winter. So at this typhus, I learned a little bit. So I'm pretty sure it's a machlaikas achrainim or in the rishainim, what it is. Its typhus means to say, at all, or so
it's meant at all, then it doesn't add anything.
That's the expression.
There's a chazanish on this, right?
Chazanish?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Now we're talking. What does he say?
It's been about a week ago. He talks about the combination. There's a combination.
Okay.
He seems to say that each one is a full mazik, but it's not enough of a mazik. The chafira of Yud Sinai base is not enough of a mazik to be marchik. That's okay. Why I need the misunta.
So that's what we're trying to figure out. In other words, the taivis mean again. So let's go through the two choices. The taivis mean ilami shemaya lo vitzur harchaka gimel tfachim, but you need harchaka of let's say two tfachim. Or does Tavis mean Ilavi Shemaya Lavitzer Karkov Gimel Tfachim, but rather zero? So if you say Tavis means you will need a Harkoka of two Tfachim, one Tefach, so then a little bit Tavis makes sense. Tavis is saying that Komara Umara causes a Hezek. It's gira delay. Therefore, you have to be marchik to tfachim.
Right.
now that you have Gira delay and you have the Marachik Tzutzchachim, since the Maisa, there's also going to be a Hezek from the water. So once you have to be Marachik already, so you got to be Marachik more. I don't know what kind of Svar that is.
So what's the Chiluk is that the Hezek of the vibrations only carries two Amos, and the Hezek of the water carries three Amos?
Yeah, well, the Hezek of the water might only work together with the Hezek of the vibrations.
That's
if you add the different. Water, you get a Hezek of three Tvachim.
Is that only with the two together, or
very likely with the two together? In other words, the vibrations soften the ground, and then the water seeps into the softened ground and goes further.
What is Tosis talking about when he says the Isbuhu Maya? At the time of the Chafira, there's no Maya in there. So it means you're going to keep water in there?
Going to put water. Yeah, it doesn't have to, because my kid, even when we're saying it, water is not Gira delay. Water right. takes time till the water seeps in and causes Hezek. So the saying, if you learn Pshat in Tosis, that in Ilam Yishamayah, it's very hard to give it for him, but you need Harchaka base for him, or one tapa. So then Titus is a little bit, makes a little bit of sense, maybe. It's not so easy to hear, but a little bit. In other words, there is Gira delay. There is Hezek. The gear, when you want to dig, you're causing Gira delay. Therefore, Bezin have a right to tell you to move to Tvachim. Once they tell you to move, so I don't know, this svara is not such a simple svara, but once you're moving, and the mice is going to be a hezek of three, so we tell you to move three. That would be.
Then why is the lashon of tefilas as the beginning of the hezek? Is that it's not really the point, right? The point is that you have two mizikim here, and because you have to mark them from one, you have to mark them from the other. Whether it's first or second, it doesn't sound very material.
Yeah, okay, maybe it's only because they joined together. So
but that's not, again, the starting from that.
You got to be Mavic from the other. The other
I said, but that's not what Tosafot says, right?
What?
That's not what Tosafot says. Tosafot says that since the beginning of the Hezek, it started with the Gira delay, therefore the whole thing seems to sort of like it affects the all the Hezek that comes out from this bar. It started with Gira delay.
Okay. So you're
connected. It's Mashmah
that
connected. You're trying
to say that he means that that without Loitzara Harchik at all?
Yeah, I think you say that way, it's better.
In other words, you want to say like this, that what? That the Etzem, the digging alone is Gira delay. But the Gira delay doesn't cause Hezek. It causes that the
causes tefillas hezek. It's a
but that's not called hezek.
Right. So that you won't have to mark.
It's not like it's like a hezek of pachus mishava pruta, whatever it is. It's not a hezek that you're chayef to be marchik for.
That's not pashup shat. The Gemara according to Rava. Excuse me. That's not pashup shat in the second lashon of the Gemara.
Okay, but wait. We didn't learn the Gemara yet, so that's not there.
No, but Tysus is quoting it. Rashi's quoting it. Homara Bara is a Svarin Rava.
Okay, but but he's saying, again, he said this, that the Lashon of Tysus is that the Maskel Hezek, I haven't, Maskel Hezek means that you're not really doing Hezek. In other words, there's two ways you can read Maskel Hezek. If you learn that Gimel Tvachim means, but two Tvachim, yes. So Maskel Hezek means the eventual Hezek of Gimel Tvachim, that Gimel Tvachim is Maskel, because you're doing a Hezek of two Tvachim. Right. But the other way, which is in that it's Maskel Hezek, but it's not real Hezek. It's like you're doing the Hachon, you're doing a Haskal of a Hezek. You're doing a, like I say, like a Hezek Shein and Nicker, a Hezek of a Pachos Mishara Pruto. So it's not real Hezek. It's only Haskal of Hezek. And the only time you get to the Hezek, any Hezek that's halachically considered hezek is when you get when you add the water. But not giri delay.
Giri delay on zero is zero.
Okay, that's why this is a very famous Tysus, because that logically, of course, you're right. Giri delay on zero is zero, but what it sounds like what Tzav is saying, not like that. That giri that it, this is a haschala, and since there's a haschala and a Tzav, it's all considered. They all add together into one thing, and they become one entity. It's not like two. That's what Chaim is saying. That's important in Haschala. It becomes one entity, and since the beginning, and you get the beginning is Giri Delay. So this one entity is defined as Giri Delay. In other words. In order for the thing to work, you need two halves. You need the digging and you need the water. It's like you have a car. The car can't work. It needs a motor and it needs tires.
Each half
doesn't do anything.
Rabbi,
if you did one half. If you have both halves, then they're machshav each other. They compensate for each other. So you do. You know. It's like the guy, the famous story. The guy was importing shoes, right? So first he brought 100 shoes of the right foot. So they come to the mechas and they say, well, what are you gonna do with 100 pairs of right feet? You can't do anything with them, okay? No taxes. And then later he brings in 100 pairs of 100 left feet. So each one independently is worthless, but when you put them together, it has value. So what it sounds like Tavis is saying is that the digging in itself is nothing. The water in itself is not giri delay. It's also nothing. But you put them together and you got a hezek. And since the haschala's giri delay is called giri delay. What? Yeah, I'm listening.
I mean, when they bring down here that this is whatever the Shita Mekubetz is quoting Tosfos Rush, who brings down the Shita. That you don't have to do anything at all, but I'm just saying the way I'm understanding it, I thought it is that we're just trying to plan for the Rabbi Yossi part, the giri delay. Because we have to send this to an address. Who are going to say who's? How do we get an address? So that you need to show some kind of bias on this, and that's I don't know exactly what giri delay is, but the actual hezek is zero hezek. Right? There's nobody there. Just how he has to show up to do it. That in other words, if there was somehow I don't know, it was zero Maya, then who do we, we could attach it to him, but there's nothing at the end. It's not, this last part that Rebbe's saying, it sounds like we need both to have the hezek. It's not, it's the first part of you just to take care of the giri delay. Giri delay means we have to show a cause, right? We have to show a direct cause. So that's just a seba. How do we have that? How do we, who do we send the check to? Who do we send the bill to, right? I mean, unless I'm not understanding giri delay correctly, but it doesn't mean it's anything. I think that's the lashon they quote from the shita. There's mamish no hezek whatsoever. It's just the fact that's we're taking care of Yosi.
Okay, I don't know. First of all,
Why isn't the bialis on the water?
The question is that there are different rishonim, and not everyone says the same thing. So it's not there's a rush here. And there's a big tumult that the Rush is not the same as Tysus, even though he's similar to Tysus, not the Estive, it's not Tysus. So I it's not Muchlok that the Shita's probably going to Tysus or Rush. It's not, I don't know. Yeah. The Rush here also is not. So okay, anyway, let's look around. We have a Maram, we have a Nemuk and a Drish. But the ambiguity of Tysus is, superficially, the problem is what Rabbi Meltzer of Nussen said. The problem is two dead horses. This is two dead horses, but somehow or another, two dead horses add together here, because the Maya alone is a dead horse because there's no gear delay. The digging is a dead horse because lo yitzurik hakalko gimel tfachim. Now we don't know whether that means it's a totally a dead horse, or it means it's a dead horse as far as gimel tfachim, but it makes two tfachim. Unclear in the lashon. Somehow or another, you put the two together. You put the two dead horses together, and you end up with a chayiv of harchoka of gimel delay of gimel tfachim. Right. So that's the question. What Taivis of Svara is somewhat difficult. Right? That's, I guess, the problem.
The other sheet that they bring down is from a Rajbo and
okay,
a Goyim.
Let's go in order. We can either go straight to Rishayim or go to the Akhlainim, but I'd rather do the Akhlainim.
Yeah, the Ramban argues on Taisis.
Okay.
The Ramban says it's two and two. The first two, Bor, Siach, Mara, is pure like Rashi. The last two, in the Rechas HaKov scene, is Matunta.
Okay,
Griff.
Fine. Okay, so anyway, so the first question is, what's Taivis Iswara? How do two dead horses join forces to make a living thing? So, right, that's...
Let me say that this.
And the second question is...
Could I be just saying briefly what the two dead horses are? I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's, Taivis, the Gemara said, Taivis makes a diik that there has to be water here. Can I mean it a Gemara? Taivis quotes a Gemara. We didn't do the Gemara yet. But Taivis quotes a Gemara that you're only chayiv if there's water. So that means that the water is what's making part of the hezek. The water seeping from your boar into his boar is what's slowly causing the hezek. It's slowly seeping into the ground and making softening the ground.
The other way to say is that they're both hezeks.
Wait.
You wouldn't be marchik.
Okay, but I just want to repeat over what because he asked.
We're just trying to get this one thing clear.
He asked me to repeat. So Binyamin says, I'm trying to repeat. So Taivis has a diik that it's the water that's causing the hezek. Then Taivis has a D. Then the Taivis quotes a Gemara on Yitzayin Amad Beis that says that you wouldn't be chayiv unless it's gira delay. Gira delay means the only chayiv in your harchik if it's direct, not indirect. Gira delay means your arrows. Giri means your arrows. I think of delay of yours. So in order to, at least according to Rav Yossi, that in order to have this din, they have to be marchik. You only have to be marchik if you're causing direct hezek. But if you're causing indirect hezek, so it's not my problem. I don't have to be marchik. So the Gemara says, where's the direct hezek? The direct hezek is because when you're digging, because every time you bang your shovel into the ground, that causes vibrations. And you can stand 10 feet away and you feel the ground shaking. Right? If you have a tractor building in the ground, I live next door. My house vibrates when you're banging away with your tractor. So your banging is since my house is vibrating 5 feet away, so you're weakening my walls. Because there has been cases like that. That's what even people claim might have happened in this Bell Harbor, that they built a building next to the other building. And then when they were building the building, so the blasting the ground and making the hole. So they weakened the foundation of the next door neighbor building, right? So digging a hole in one area sends shockwaves. I don't know if the right word in English is. And it goes
vibrations
through the ground. So that's called maromar, and that's gira delay. At the second that I'm digging, that's my misa. At that very second, I'm shooting vibrations into your boar, which is being mazik. So Taivis Kashi is that there's a stira. One place says that the hezek is caused by the water. And then another place says, no, the water's hezek is not gira delay. And therefore, you're not chayav for the water's hezek. But the hezek is being caused by the vibrations. Stira. And that's Taivis' Kashi. And for Taivis, that you're only chayav if you have both. Why do you need both? Because each one independently... You know, chayiv for, and the water.
Well, the vibrations. It sounds like it said that was an example of a direct hezek.
Right, but Taivis says at the end that ilam yishamaya lo yitzarich hachachah gimel tochem. For some reason, it's not enough. The hezek is not strong enough.
It's only direct hezek as long as it's within three tzvachim.
Well, we're not sure. We're not sure whether tzivus means, does it mean that within three tzvachim there would be direct hezek? And we said there's two ways.
Whatever the case is talking about in the Gemara, it has to be talking about direct hezek because it's an example of direct hezek.
I don't know. You don't jump to me.
I'm just saying it says direct hezek.
Okay, but the tzivus says, Ilam Yishamayah, Lo Yisrael Chakor Gimel Tfachim. So we had two ways to read tzivus, even though Rabbi Nosenfeld told me it's not two ways. But I remember two ways, so I'm sticking to my guns. There are two ways to read tzivus. Either tzivus means, Lo Yisrael Chakor Gimel Tfachim, but you need Archaka Beis Tfachim, which is what you were saying, is direct hezek up to two Tfachim. Or tzivus means avitzar chachaka gimel tvachim, and you wouldn't have to be marchik at all. The harchaka of the mishnah is gimel tvachim. That's the name of the harchaka, and that harchaka, the vibrations don't do enough damage to be marchayev you to be marchik. Period. So it comes out either way.
Second. So why is that given as an example of direct hezek?
It's a direct hezek because it's a direct something. It's a haschala. David says the haschala is direct.
The Gemara is explaining one part of a dead horse.
Yes, that's what we're saying. That the Gemara is coming out.
It's very difficult to understand
that there are two dead horses here that they combine. That you need the komara omara because they are supplying the ingredient of gira delay. But they're not enough to be mechayev you either three tzvachim or anything. The maya causes a hezek, even three tzvachim, but it's not gira delay. So each one alone is missing a basic ingredient, and therefore each one alone would not make for the chiyuv. But when you put the two dead horses together, so the maya is missing gira delay. So I got the tchilas hezek of the shovels. The shovels are missing that doesn't mazik so much. I got the big hezek causing by the water. So you put the two dead horses together and you become chayev.
But the Gemara is listing a direct hezek and it mentions the vibrations and doesn't mention the water, right?
Yeah, the Gemara is trying to answer a particular question. The Gemara is trying to answer, why are you chayev in Rav Yossi? To be marchik, Rav Yossi says you only have to be marchik if it's gira delay. So the Gemara is explaining why it's gira delay. In other words, why you have that ingredient of gira delay.
But if a necessary component was the water, if the water is a necessary component, then you should have to say that. Because if not, it's not direct hezek.
Dealing with that issue, the Gemara was dealing, you have to read the Gemara. The Gemara was dealing with an issue that you need gira delay. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, if you know where is the gira delay? Gemara explains where the gira delay is. Gemara is not dealing with the whole picture. They're only
why is Rabbi Phil compelled to say that instead of just saying that it's referring to up to three tzvachim, and more than three tzvachim, it needs the addition of water.
Because I have, first of all, that's still two dead horses.
It's two dead horses, but at least the Gemara is talking about one case of direct.
Okay, because I like to be difficult. Okay.
Can I get 2 points of clarification? The Gemara later on, when it talks about Kol Mara Demara, the Gemara is doing that just to be Miyashiv it according to Rabbi Yossi.
Yes.
That's why it says the Svara of Kol Mara Demara. Yes. So does it have to be a factor according to everybody?
No, but we paskening like Rabbi Yossi. Halacha we pass like Rabbi Yossi.
So we're saying this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi?
We want the Mishnah to be it doesn't have to be only Rav Yossi, but it has to work out also in Rav Yossi.
The Rava, the Rav Yossi, and the second Lashon of the Gemara. It's all halacha l'maaseh.
Right. That's how we pass it. So we, Tavis wants to know, according to the Gemara's, you know, the halacha, how are we learning this Mishnah? That's the.
Why does Tavis want to know that now?
Also, point of clarification is, the case of Komaru Mara, where it's talking about over there, is where there is no bar on the other side. It's only up. It's only been going up to the Meitzer, up to the line.
Who told you that?
Isn't that the Baya? Wasn't that the Machlokas Abaye and Rava?
I don't know. You're too mad at me. I don't know.
Rabbi Wise,
Rosh Hashanah at this point, Kol Mara Mara is to whatever you're doing hezek to. So if you're doing hezek, if you're learning the Pshat and the Mishnah, like Tovis is learning that there's another boar on the other side, Mishnah is Samach LeBayro Shel Chaveiro. Samach LeBayro Shel Chaveiro. So there's a boar there. Mishnah says Samach LeBayro Shel Chaveiro.
Could I explain how the last line of Tovis works with the Tud Stadim? Tovis says Ilav Mishum Maya Lo Yitzarach Harchak Gimel Tzvachim. Is that saying even three Tzvachim or more than three Tzvachim?
So the simple shot is three talk, one need three, but you would need less than three, which would mean two. Right? That's a simple shot, which means that the mara is enough to cause you to be marchik something, but not three talking. But there's a way of reading it that Archaga Gimel Tvachim is a name. There's a name. It doesn't mean Harchaka. Stop of and how much harchaka gimel tfachim. There's a thing called harchaka gimel tfachim. It's the top, the name that we describe this type of harchaka, because all the harchakas in the Mishnah are harchaka gimel tfachim. So that's the name that we give to this harchaka. And therefore,
according to that, say, more than three tfachim would be fine.
You don't have to do harchaka gimel tfachim means you don't have to do anything. Because this name, this...
So according to that, more than three tzvachim would be fine, even with Maya.
That anyway, it says in the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah, that lo yachmor erev gein hirchek gimel tzvachim. I mean, if you were marchik, you're fine.
No, but if Tosis is saying that it requires the two dead horses in a sense that even in the Gemara is talking about two dead horses, then it's only a problem within three tzvachim. Once more than three tzvachim, you're fine. If Tosis is talking about two dead horses on top of the Gemara, then more than three tzvachim would require Maya, and less than three tzvachim would be a problem by itself.
No, the Mishnah is talking with Maya, and the Mishnah says you have to marchik gimel tzvachim, which means that once you're marchik gimel tzvachim, then it's fine. That's definitely pshat in the Mishnah. Yeah.
So what's the Gemara over there saying then? I'm just saying, like, what are the two studim? I thought the two studim were more than three tzvachim is only a problem with Maya?
No, the Mishnah says you have to be marchik three tzvachim. Obviously, more than three tzvachim, you do not have to be marchik, period. 100%. No shayla. Shayla is, the Tosfos says, that when the Mishnah said you'd be marchik three tzvachim, it's only because of a combination of two factors, because of the komara and mara plus the maya. But if you only had one of the two factors, you wouldn't have to be marchik. For example, if let's say you only had maya without komara and mara, so you wouldn't have to be marchik anything, right? My ground has a natural hole. It came naturally. I don't have to dig the hole. It's there. And I just pour water into the hole. So according to Tosfos, that's not gira delay. And I don't have to marchik anything. It's not gira delay.
The only reason I need gira delay is because Rabbi Yaisi. Without Rabbi Yaisi,
right. We're talking in Rabbi Yaisi.
Okay, so in the Gemara,
if something's not gira delay, it doesn't mean that I'm allowed to just damage somebody else's thing. Pashtus. It could be that I can't be mechayiv me or something. I don't know why that's so pashtus. Okay. If I know this is going to root somebody's thing,
I'm assuming that means that it's I'm mazik laharchik. I'm nizik laharchik. I'm allowed. If it's not gira delay, I have a pit in my ground. My ground came with a natural pit. I can pour water in there. There's no gira delay. You know, you it's bothering you, so you move. I don't have to move. I'm not gira delay because the water doesn't directly.
I'm saying if it's like a hezek shein and nicker, it's not so. Okay, I'm saying if it's
the
like
water, that's what it seems. From the water doesn't do gira delay. Now the Tovis said, but the same thing is true with the digging. Tovis says the digging alone would not have obligated you to be marchik three tefachim. I have two ways of reading Tosfos. I remember the two ways. What can I do? Either Tosfos means that you won't have to be marchik three tvachim for the digging alone, but you have to marchik two tvachim. Or tivus means you don't have to marchik anything if you just have the digging.
Can Rebbe many times in Shas it says dalat amos, and doesn't mean dalat amos. Oh, so you need three amos. All the time in Shas it says dalat amos.
Okay, so you're agreeing to me. I think.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Someone actually agrees to me. Okay, let's look at the
Rebbe. Just, I don't know if it's kvetching. Maybe it's day two in the sugya. But why is Tosfos bothered by in our Mishnah? Why is he bringing it here? Because if his whole base is Kedamrina Migamara, and then he asks a Kasha, Kedamrina Migamara. In other words, there's nothing pertaining. Work it, let the Gemara's work it out, and then he asks, why is there a bother here?
I hear. Okay. I hear. In other words, you're asking that the Maya is only because Kedamrina Migamara, and Kol Mara Mara is in the Gemara. So it's a steer between the two Gemaras. So why is he on the Mishnah? Okay. I hear. I don't know.
Is Tosfos trying to say that the point of this sugya is who needs to be a marchik, the nizak or the mazik?
What?
Is Tosfos trying to say that the point of the sugya is who needs to be a marchik, the nizak or the mazik?
Right. Well, we're going like Rav Yai, see, that the mazik has to be marchik. When is Gira Delay? That's what the Gemara is assuming. And Tavis is trying to figure out so how that works. If you need the water is not Gira Delay. So Tavis is saying that there's some kind of serif of, again, two dead horses, that the water joins with the digging and it makes a Gira Delay. They have to be marchik three tvachim. Let's look at the Maram. The Maram, we know the Maram's, the beauty of the Maram is that he's very simple to read. The difficulty of the Maram is very often he's very shred. So we'll see. Right? The Maram is a very interesting parish. But it is, he's easy to read usually. All right. Tavis de Maslow. What? That's Tavis Maslow Yachmer. Why do you say Maya? Rutzalimar. But the log of the Mashram Epirish Rashi, the cause of Atam, Mishim the Chafira, Smucho the Bor, Machleshes Koyfaya Koy Bor. The Mashram the Varav, the Maria Fila below Maya. So this is not clear. Tavis is saying that Rashi's mashma, not like Tosfos. Right? Now, why is Rashi mashma, not like Tosfos? Because
everything is kafir, got nothing to do with Masunta.
And again, Rashi says, Shekafir asmuk on a boar, machlej is called a boar. Now, according to Tavis's end, that you need both. So where in the world do you see that Rashi's arguing with Tosfos? Rashi says, that's true. It doesn't mean that you don't need also the water. I don't know.
I think Mashma, that's the Iker Tam. That's not
that Iker Tam. It's eight times.
Because of Giri Delay, that is
Why would Rashi only mention half a Tam?
Because Rashi's explaining one thing. They mentioned half a Tam. He's explaining,
it's only a half a Rashi. Where's the rest of Rashi?
The rest of Rashi was on the
Rashi Why is Rashi dealing with Giri Delay now?
The Gemara talks about the water, so how does the Rashi not have at least some water?
Okay, I don't know. What do you think? How could Rashi argue the Gemara? Okay, that's what Tavis is saying. He's according to the Maram. Maram is saying that Rashi's mashma, that is not because of the water. I'm not really sure how I see that from Rashi. And he's saying that Tavis came along and tells you, not like Rashi. Maybe he's answering Shmuel Yerkasha. Why Tosis write it here? Because he wants to tell you not like Rashi. Rashi's here.
Right.
So the local Masha bears Rashi. Okay. The time of Ishum is Suntum. Kid the Amar Bigamara. Ransalaimar, the common daf you dead. Kabi ho, the boy of its other Sidsanan. Al Dilma also of its Sidsanan. The question is it there or oh? That's in the second case. The boy of Mishum, you know, where being the bay, the Masnissan, Kamar. Shem del dami, high as eka, high as eka. Reish as eka, the mitunta, save as eka, the havla. So he says that the Gemara says that the reason why it didn't put them together, because they're different types of hezek, and it describes the hezek of the reisha of hezeka of moisture. Okay. So that's it. Okay. So that
Chafira could be a noun. Chafira could be a noun.
What?
Could Chafira be a noun?
Where did it say Chafira?
Mipnei Chafira hasmuch labar. Chafira is a noun. The Chafira, the Chafira, which is near the bar.
Where are you reading? I just don't know where you're reading.
The
Chafira has moved on a board. I don't know. It sounds like I think is a verb, digging.
It could be a noun.
Aram is learning clearly it's the action. It's a digging.
Right. Yeah, obviously.
What is the other option? And why do you see from the Aram the first option? What Rabbi Love, can you repeat exactly what you're trying to say?
I'm just saying, Rashi, I don't know for sure that Rashi is saying that the vibrations is causing it. It could be that Rashi holds the same thing, like the water. And when he's saying hachafira, he means the hole in the ground.
The hole, but I don't think he's saying water. I think, is it possible that he's saying the hole in the ground?
The hole in the ground. It could be because of water. It could be the hevel.
I hear that.
No, Hevel is by the stones.
Not a Hevel, just having an open space near a wall will definitely weaken the soil over there.
You're saying, because the Rashi before said, Divreches HaKaisim Chofer Chafira. So in the Rashi before, Chafira was a noun.
Oh, right. I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
Chafira.
It's clearer now.
Before. So, okay, I don't know. So we don't know. But
also the hasmucha is a little bit indicative of a noun.
Why?
Because if it would be the verb, it would be chafira samuch labar. Hasmucha.
No.
I don't know. I'm not grammar. That's, you know.
That, yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Grammar person. Okay. Anyway.
Well, Chafira, in the last Rashi, Chafira was a noun.
Yes.
No, but if this would be Pshat, Rebbe, then does the Rebbe's question on the first Maharam is still a question? If he reads Rashi like that, then Rashi has to be disagreeing with Tosas.
Why?
Because Rashi is talking about the open space. Tosa is not talking about open space. Tosa is talking about vibration and water.
Oh, in other words, anyway, for sure not. Like, in other words, according to the Davis, is the vibrations and water and the open space is irrelevant.
Right. And if we read Rashi like this, then it's the open space that is causing the problem.
Okay. But I didn't read it that way.
Right.
Okay.
Is it possible, Rabbi, to say to Machlekes, according to the Maram, Megadiyuk, that Rashi held the vibrations weaken the earth, it opens up channels. That itself is the full mazik. Tosfos says, yes, it opens it up, but that's not enough of a mazik. You need the water to come in afterwards. Right, that'll be the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos.
That would seem to be Parshat Pshat, except that Typhus is has a Gemara that says you need the water. Obviously,
right, because he holds that the chafir, the vibration, is a mazik, but it's not enough to give it a shame mazik.
Right, that was Rashi.
But it does like, open up. It opens up the channels for the water.
Right, okay, well, Rashi's holding like Typhus is Havamina. Typhus Havamina understood Gira, call Marmar Gira delay without water.
Right.
So, Rabbi,
what Rabbi answered before, I think maybe somebody now I'm hopping, somebody asked it before. There is a Gemara that says every one of these things with Maya, or there isn't. Rashi didn't know that Gemara yet. He didn't know that Gemara.
That's a Gemara. I'm assuming Tavis quotes it accurately. What is Rashi?
Rashi didn't know that.
I don't know.
Takatosi is a kasha. Rashi. It says the Gemara says Maya. Tertzis, Rashi didn't know my that's not a regular kasha.
Because Tavis says the Gemara says Maya.
Again, if according to Maram, he's coming to Afuke, Rashi says it's without Maya. That Tavis says, the Gemara says Maya.
Right. That's right. Tavis is saying that Rashi, the simple mashmos of Rashi is that there's no, it's not because of water. It's only because of the vibrations. And or because of the hole, we have a disagreement in what's feeling in Rashi. And the type is based on the Gemara later, is saying that Rashi's wrong, that the mashmos of Rashi is wrong.
No, so Rebbe's saying in the answer that Tosfos is fixing up Rashi, and now this is what Rashi had to mean?
Tosfos is not interested in fixing up Rashi.
Well, how could Rashi miss a Gemara? We don't hold up Rashi.
I'm jumping. So let's look at this Namukhe Agrib. I told the guys to look, the I don't know, I think I said, you sent it. Someone sent it out, right?
Yep.
So let's look at the Namukhe Agrib. Hinei Berashi Dir Masko Eda Him Kane Cause of the Hedge of the Lokatisis. In other words, the Maram says it's Mashma, right? The Maram says that Rashi is Mashma, not like Tisus. The Lokim Mashma appears Rashi. But he says that Rashi is Beheja, the Lokat Tisus. Tatam, Mishum Shahafira, Hasmucha Nabor, Machlesh as a Kaisle Abor, Umarpe, Afira Leka Maya, Ukadi Isa Vigamara, Atam the Komara. So you see, he's learning Hafira, just for the record. Hafira means digging, because he's comparing it to Kol Mara, right?
Yeah, he's right. Like the Maram.
Right, but I'm just saying. But
he's more definitive.
So he's learning, just for the record, that he's learning Hafira as a verb. She Hafira is Kol Mara Mara. Okay, so Pekei goes Ramban. Ay, bo de kamarik mara dami shimitunta. Koi, I am a man in the brechas. The Kalina Bahada, the mission that called Bechafira. They're all caused by digging, but it's the Nicho de Shitaso. All the part of Kaman that we have Tanya done. Mishai, okay, then we don't need that. So he's saying
that. He's Miyash of Rashi, no?
What?
He's being Miyash of Rashi.
Right. He's saying that Rashi's learning that the Gemara says Mitsunta wasn't going on the cases of the Reish of the Mishnah. Hey, he's making a machlokes. That's all. So we have, according to them, Rashi learns the simple pshat that it's the chiyuv is because of the digging. And that's called mara mara. And that's the vibrations. And that's what's causing the chiyuv. And Tisus is making this hybrid. Okay. So if we have time, how much time we got? Let's look for a minute. Let's try and look at this Drisha.
Why doesn't Tysus quote the Pirisha Kuntras? I have a Kasha. In other words, is there a way to learn without the Maram that Tysus Stam has a Kasha? Rashi's Rashi. And Tysus has a Kasha. Everybody's Kilo Rashi. Usually Tysus would say right away, oh, you know, Pirisha Kuntras, this, quote Rashi, and now I have bomb him away. Like, Rashi's going, Mamish connected against Rashi. Doesn't mention one word of Rashi.
Okay.
He's answering your question because it's only in the Gemara. Otherwise, he would be on the Gemara.
I don't know. I don't know why Tavis doesn't quote Rashi. Okay, that's in the Drisha, because we're trying to figure out, we're really trying to figure out Pshat and Tysus.
Was the Drisha sent out?
Yes. It was sent out about a minute ago, about a minute before Shir.
A minute before Shir. Okay. Whoops.
No. Was sent in the email?
Yes.
I see it here.
So the tour says that you're chayav de marche gimel tfachim, even if you're a boar without mayim. So that's the car, not like Pisces. Pashas. It's like Rashi, whatever, with his Ramban. I feel him over boar below mayim. I am basically this gossip. Nira Shalama came to come around Gemara time of the Rava, the Amar and the Sai make the Shum da Amar and call Mara Mara. The Kamacha is called Marvis Ara. Amar the Shum Afira, third Archarchic. Afira is because of the action of digging. Tava Bisha Heavy is a Chamayim. In other words, like Tavis is Kasha. Boy, the time of Yakvar, poor, the Yakvar, I miss a Mayim. Where must you name a Nebrekas? Some came Masha, poor, I feel below Mayim, Nami. Even how they wear the mitten, Shrikhus and Ami the boar. I'd kind of shine. Okay. The Tamali. So he has a Drisha, has a Kash on the base Yai save. I don't cause what does this Rish Parak Lo Yachvor. La Yachvor Adam boar, son of Barsha Gavero. So see if we're Amara. Yesh, no, we're Kokani, Ari, this one, Maya. Time is Shem Sutta, I mean, Gemara, but Tainer, Ria, me, and Gemara, Comar, and Martha, call, Malkis, and Marie, the Comar, Attic, Yosha, Mascara, the Hazak, Mithra, the Hazak, have a give delay, Mother, Yosi, me, we love Shem, my loving, Poy, our Hong, give it Falcon. I can't show choices. Is that cause I'm Mordecai? Shampa Perik, Lo Yakbor, Stabilo, Cholek. Oh, Tim Kay, Yashit Moa, Ech Yikto Rabbeinu, I didn't stop. Belisham Choylek, Negat Stam David, Sham Mishem Ri, Kupajik Abkin and Mordechai. In other words, so the Maisa, Rabbi Meltzer told us already that the Ramban argued. But I don't know if the Drisha knew that. But he's saying it's not, it's like it's a funny thing. Weirdest, how did the tour, in other words, according to the Beis Yosef, the tour got his din because he had Tavis's Kasha. So Tavis's Kasha proved to the tour the din. But Tavis answers that Kasha. So how can you say, you want to say the Tor Paskin is like the Ramban, okay? But you can't say, you know where the Tor got his din from? Because he had a deek in the Gemara. It's not a good deek, because Tavis Gupa asked the Kasha, and Tavis says that it's not a good deek. Tavis gives the Teretz. So how can the Tor go ahead and ignore Tavis's Teretz and Paskin against Isis? Gamma Koka Shneo Shkabe said Temani, why did God Tashim Sviko to the Boar Aisham? Okay. Okay. The Chain near an is Daiti. The Masha. What is that abbreviation? Masha Russia? Masha Kosov. Is that a cuff?
Masha Rabbeinu.
What?
Ashikaz Rabbeinu.
Ashikaz Rabbeinu. Oh, okay. Thank you. How did you know that? You have a different print?
Prints are getting fancier, yes.
Okay. The Ashikaz Rabbeinu. Afidim Choper Bor B'Dol Mayim. In other words, the Torah wrote B'Dol Mayim. He didn't mean like the simple reading of the Torah. Ratzalaymar She'en HaMayim Noivim Miyad Acher Chafiraso. That the water is not there immediately. And after that, niskabe shamayim and neag shamim. In other words, you dig a hole. Then there's no water, but then later it rains and the water comes in.
Didn't we say that it's the problem is digging where you expect the water to be there?
Okay, but that's what he's saying. He's saying that's what the Torah is telling you, that even though the water wasn't there right away. As long as you expect water to come, that's enough. That's what he said to her men. Umishum the saga daita meaning kima de na mayan bil bon miyan. Lali gear the name shots creates that board. You would have had a half a mina if the water is not there right away. It's not called the gear today. The answer of Hakli Ravi saved the comic of Ossi. Kamashmanan. So in other words, he's saying like Tyson said, you need the water to be marchik, and even though the water is not geared delay, you still have to be marchik. The timer. Oh, so what's that? Rick Mash goes about Tyson.
It's not here.
Even the Saif, high bar, the Hokhi Avida, the boar is made, he called it the Saif Chomayim. The boar is made to have water. Right, this sounds like what Chaim Gordon was saying to the reports that the hezek starts miyad. The high rifya and karga goyreim shemituna the maya sheyavo acharkach.
That's what I said.
Mazik the baro. The have a shaper gira delay. What does he mean? I'm sorry. He doesn't say, what we were saying. We were saying, Sean and Tysus, the simple Sean and Tysus that we were saying, let's say, with the people who wanted to say that Tysus means that you have to be marchik tooth fucking without the water. So we were learning that Tysus means that it's gear delay. Because forget about the water. The digging is gira delay. And then the water, it just adds to the measurement.
Extra time.
But he says, not like that. He says, Tahezik Nasa Miyad, Tahai Rifyon Karka Goyrem Shemis Nitunta Demai Shiyavo. The Hezek, it doesn't sound like the Hezek Nasa Miyad because the vibrations is causing hezek miyad. The hezek maso miyad, why? The high rifyan karka gereish mitumta the tamay shiyavo.
Right. It's opening the channels.
The gear, the chafira is causing the water. Shiyavo akaka bahai bor mazibor bahai shaper gear delay. Right? You know, he sounds like he's saying that the hezek of the water is gear delay. No?
How's he using gear delay here? I don't understand. Gear delay, my understanding is means that I'm being mazik even though it's in my property. I can't be mazik someone else if it's going to cause another property. Is that what gear delay means?
Gear delay means if I'm shooting out arrows, I'm doing something on my property.
Right.
You know, I'm shooting
arrows
into your property.
Right.
So that I'm not allowed to do. So I'm digging a well in my property.
Right.
Vibrations of my digging are moving into your property.
So if it is giri delay, what does that mean?
So I have to, I'm not allowed to do it.
So no, what does that mean? It is giri delay. It's damaging?
I'm sending vibrations of mazik dika vibrations into your property.
And if it's not giri delay, it means I'm doing nothing to you?
Yeah, I'm being a grumma, but I'm not saying, and I'm not.
But it's not like I'm shooting arrows into your property.
In other words, if the example we gave is if you have your property came with a pit, a ready made, was there made for 20 from Shasius to made Bracious, right? There's a hole in the ground, and you decide to fill it up with water. Now, eventually, that water is going to seep into the ground. And it's going to cause your next door neighbor's well to collapse. That's not gear delay, because I'm not, when I pour the water in my property, I'm just pouring the water. The water is just going in my property. The water is not going into your property. And eventually the water seeps slowly, slowly, slowly. And in a year from now, the water that I poured into this pit is going to go into your property. But that's
so we're saying that's grumma.
That's grumma, that's gear and accurate delay, whatever it is. And I'm not chayav to be marchik for that.
So gear delay implies an immediate harm.
Immediate harm. But the Shaila here, Typhus. So Typhus is trying to, we have this with these two dead horses in Typhus that you need to deer today to be Mazik. And yet Typhus says that you need the water. And the water we know is not deer today.
So okay, so the two dead horses means that there's an immediate hezek now if it's water and vibrations?
Immediate gira delay. I don't know if the word is hezek. There's an immediate something, and there's a hezek eventually because of the water. There's an immediate something.
If there's something there existing that's 98% towards causing a hezek, and I do the last 2%, lechora mechayev, right?
I don't know if you're 98, if it's not... If it doesn't
just because the hole was there, why is that better if I'm putting the water, if it's not for the fact that vibrations are doing it?
Because the water is not gira delay. No,
that's only because I didn't make vibrations. But if putting water in the hole was enough to make it cause a weakness for his property, the Elchor would be gira delay.
If it caused immediately for the property, if it happened
immediately. Even with the vibration, it's not necessarily immediate.
Yes. A few yeses. Vibrations are felt immediately. That's what makes a gear delay. It's an arrow.
They're felt. That doesn't mean they do damage immediately.
They're doing whatever.
In Bell Harbor, the building can come down right away. It came down months later, years later.
Yeah, that's part of what we're struggling with in Typhus. But it's gear delay because there's something immediately. You need gear delay means you need something.
So it's not a delayed damage. There's a 1% damage that starts right away.
Don't know. You're asking me. I tell you, we don't know Pshat and Typhus, but there's something that's starting right away that I did something to you, but that something to you might not be hezek because it's missing the water, but it's a haschoa. That Chaim Gordon was medayik in the lashon of Typhus. It's a haschoa.
Maybe the giri delay is like an arrow, mamish like an arrow. It travels. So the giri delay is that extends to the point where when the water comes in, it's like the arrow is schlepping the water. So the water is now considered giri delay.
Okay, I need a little more husband than that. It could be. Maybe that's what he's saying.
The Tchilas HaHezek extends. It extends to the point where when the water joins, that Giri Delay takes over the water and makes it Giri Delay as well.
Okay. I'm not arguing. I just say I want to hear more Hezber, but I'm ready. Over time. So let's just stop here.
So Rebbe, so but the Drish is only serving to show us that he was sitting in Typhus?
And explains Typhus's Svara. He says over Typhus's Svara in his own words.
Does it explain the Chakira? Our Chakira of which way?
Yes, he does, because the way he seems to say it is that he seems to say something like Hillelov is saying is that somehow or another the water is becoming into the gira delay. It seems like the way we
so
were.
How does that resolve the issue about two amas, whatever, two tachim, whatever?
Because the whole reason why we wanted to say that you need the hezek of two without the, you know, the three is because the people held in Svara, that's what I think Rav Nosson Meltzer was insisting in the beginning, that it's not logical that if there's no gira delay hezek, then you don't need, then what is the fact that water comes later that shouldn't do anything? Because water is not gira delay, and you only have mecharchik for gira delay. So they felt that the logic has to be that the digging in itself causes a certain amount of hezek, which obligates you to be marchik. And then, okay, once you're being marchik already, so then we want to pick the shear, so then we throw in the water. But the entire hezek of gira delay is being done without the water. That it was how the simple shot of Typhus was, that there's a hezek of gira delay without the water, which obligates you to be marchik. And now, once you're being marchik, so it's like Gilgo Shrua. You know, like that. That was the simple pshat. Once you're swearing, so swear no more. So once you're being marchik, okay, so even marchik more without gira delay. But the basic kli of harchoko was for gira delay, which had nothing to do with the water. That was the that would be the reason why you would want to read Tosfos that way, because you want to make a the havana in svara is that the basic kli of is the. But the drisha doesn't sound like he's saying that. The drisha sounds like he's saying that the it's something kima the saif is made to get the water. Nimsa da hezek masyo the grifyon karka gurim shemisunta da yava avo the ave shaper gira delay. So he somehow or another. Making, I mean, I agree with it, but I just want to need it more than head.
So two tzvachim without water mean would be what?
The water, nothing. The only hechatimtza for the water to work is through this giri delay of the kol maru mara. The kol maru mara is what allowed the water in. So when the water goes in, it's coming mikoach, the chafira.
Okay.
Why should that be a giri delay? Why should that be a giri delay? Okay, that doesn't, that doesn't have to be a giri delay.
I'm going
to
stop here. Let's think about this.
Theoretical question.
Yes.
Theoretical question that, you know, the Lashon of Tosfos we said was that it's maskil the hazard, right? I just want to point out that the Lashon of Kol Mara Mara doesn't sound like a haskol as a hazard. It sounds like it's a continuing each shovel. You wouldn't, if it's just the beginning of the hezek, why do you need each shovel to that lesson of each shovel doesn't sound like it's the beginning. It sounds like there's some sort of continuing hezek.
Each shovel is the beginning,
right? You don't need the second shovel. The first shovel itself, it began, you started the hezek. If it's just, you know, the fact that you started the hezek with a gear delay, just the lush of Kol Mara Mara is a little bit funny. It doesn't really.
No matter what you say, why is it? If
well, means, according to what.
Why the type is Havamina?
According to what the priest is saying.
Let's say the type is Havamina. They read the Gemara Kipshuto that there's no water. So why do they need to say Kol Mara Mara?
Because that's a description of the Hezek that you're being mocked because of it. You're being mocked because of the entirety. Okay, over here, so. The only function of the. Of the Kol Mara Mara is to create a haskalas hezek, so it's a very nice thing. You know, it sounds cute, Kol Mara Mara, but it doesn't do anything. It's the fact that it was giri delay that he did. He put his stuck his shovel on the ground.
I don't know why it's any different than if you would have been Taivis as Havamina. Taivis Havamina also that you want the first shovel is Masik, the other guy.
But the hachaka is because of the sum of all the shovel.
So maybe here also it's the sum of all the shovel.
Maybe the priest is saying.
So why can't I say that now too?
Maybe with what the priest is saying, you could.
Why can't I say it's the sum of all the shovels that makes the haschawa? Like what's the difference? One shovel would not be a haskala, would not be a hezek. It's only the sum of all the shovels. So say one shovel would not be a haskala. It's only the.
I mean, that's Rabbi Rubiat's.
Sounds a little bit strange.
Rabbi Kiva, the first drop obviously made a difference. If the first drop didn't make a difference in the stone, then would the second drop's the first drop?
I don't know.
Okay. But I think according to the priest is saying, I think according to the way the priest is saying it, it may be a little better.
We read the drisha.
Yeah.
Same person. No.
According to what the drisha is saying now, the water that with all the only that what connects the two is the fact that all my digging allowed the water to come through.
Yeah.
So then the lashon of Kol Mara Mara would be better, even if you say this type of it's because it started with, but in order to explain how you need all the shovels, because it's the whole, it has to get fully weakened in order for the water to get through. It's the.
But the last mara was still finished before the water.
It was so finished before the really water, connecting. But it contributed, even the last mara contributed to the hezek of the water.
Yeah, but that's. Okay. In other words, can one Mara can also.
I have to add
Rebbe, can I ask you quickly? If everyone wants to punt this, feel free. But if all the cases, side question, if